In the midst of Yosef's discussion with Yehuda, the pasuk states, "Vayachol Yosef v'hisapek." Yosef was no longer able to restrain himself, and he reveals his identity to his brothers. And the clear implication of the pasuk is that Yosef had not initially intended to reveal his identity at this point, but rather he did so prematurely. And in order to understand what forced Yosef to reveal his identity prematurely, I believe we first need to understand what was Yosef's motivation in concealing his identity in the first place. The Sfasemis explains that Yosef concealed his identity and orchestrated this whole charade in an effort to help the brothers achieve a kapara for the Mechiras Yosef, for selling him all those years ago. And in fact, had Yosef continued with the charade all the way through to the end, the chait of Mechiras Yosef would have been atoned for completely. But in the middle of the discussion with Yehuda, Yosef became overwhelmed with emotions for his father, for his brothers, and he broke down and revealed his identity to them because he could no longer continue with the charade to see it through to his conclusion. And because of that, says the Sfasemes, we continue to suffer from the ramifications of the Aveira of the Chait of Mechiras Yosef. That's what we discuss in Yom Kippurim and on Tisha B'Av, the Asara Harugei Malchus, which we're told as a kapara, is a ramification, a punishment because of the Mechiras Yosef. And that's why the Pasuk later on says a few psukim later in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, that when Yosef and Binyamin embrace, they cry on each other's necks. This one for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash will occur in his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and this one for the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh that will occur in his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Why are they crying about the Beis HaMikdash now? Why is that relevant here? Says the Sfas Emes, because the Churban of the Mikdash, the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh only occurred because Yosef couldn't follow through with the charade. It occurred as a ramification, as a punishment for the Chait of Mechiras Yosef. But had Yosef continued with the charade, seen it through to the end, then the Chait of Mechiras Yosef would have been atoned for completely, and none of these things would have happened. The Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh never would have happened. So Yosef revealed his identity, says the Sfas Emes, prematurely, because he became overwhelmed with emotions for his father, for his brothers. He wasn't able to see it through to its completion. However, the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Solan, suggests an entirely different approach, not only as to why Yosef revealed himself prematurely, but as to what Yosef intended to accomplish by concealing his identity in the first place. The Pasuk tells us earlier in Parshas Mikes, when Yosef and his brothers first meet in Mitzrayim, Vayakir Yosef as Echa v'heim lehi kiruhu. Yosef recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Vayizkar Yosef as hachalem es asher chalam. Now Yosef remembered his dreams. Why did he remember his dreams all of a sudden now? Says the Ramban in Parshas Mikates, that when Yosef saw that his brothers didn't recognize him, he recognized an opportunity to help him fulfill his dreams. Because through his concealed identity, from the fact that he didn't recognize them, he would be able to manipulate the circumstances to see to it that they would all come down to Mitzrayim and bow down to him. And ultimately that's what occurred. He manipulated the brothers to bring down Binyamin, and all 11 bowed down to him in fulfillment of the first dream. He made it, he manipulated, orchestrated the situation through the charade that his dreams should become a reality. That's why the Ramban says that Yosef never sent a message to Yaakov all the years, all the Rishonim asked. If Yaakov was in an autonomous position of authority in Mitzrayim, why didn't he send a message to Yaakov Avinu all the years if he was so emotional about the relationship? The answer, says the Ramban, is because through this charade he was trying to see to it that his dreams should be actualized. And in order to do that, he had to keep up the act, he had to keep up the charade. But only the first dream became fulfilled, that all 11 brothers bowed down to him. But Yosef wanted to fulfill even the second dream. And the second dream involved the stars, v'sashemesh v'yareach v'chadasar k'chovim mishachim, and included that the sun and the moon bowed down to him too. And who is the sun and the moon? That's his father and his mother, Yaakov and Bilhah, in the place of Rachel. And therefore he continued to try to manipulate the situation that they should bring Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim. That's why he wanted to take Binyamin as a hostage. But then Yehuda tells Yosef, it's not going to work. When our father sees that Binyamin has not returned, he'll die immediately. He won't be able to come back down to Mitzrayim to see you. He'll die immediately. And therefore Yosef realized that his charade was not going to go any further. He would not be able to manipulate the situation to bring Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim. And therefore he revealed his identity prematurely. Because it wouldn't work. He wouldn't be able to bring Yaakov Avinu down to Mitzrayim if he continued with the charade. But I believe that we see from this Ramban, from the Be'er Yosef, something fantastic. And that is that many people have dreams. Yaakov Avinu has a dream about a sulamutz of arts, of a Rosh Magia HaShamayim. We all have dreams and aspirations and goals and things that we want to accomplish. Many people have dreams. But Yosef had a unique ability to actualize his dreams, to make sure that they became a reality. All too often people have dreams and then it's difficult to implement them. It's hard to figure out how to make them a reality, so they give up. It's not shayach, it's not bashert. It was not meant to be, it's a little difficult, it must be that this is not meant to be. But Yosef recognized that one has to manipulate a situation to orchestrate his own life to see to it that his dreams become a reality and that they become actualized. Earlier on in Parshas Miketz, after Yosef is summoned from the jail in order to interpret the dreams of Paroi about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 lean years that will follow, so Yosef begins then to give Paroi his advice. He says to Paro, you know, 7 good years, 7 bad years, you should appoint a wise man over all of Mitzrayim and start storing up all of the produce during the 7 good years so that you'll have what to feed the people during the 7 lean years. And the Mepharshim ask, who asked Yosef for his eitzes? Who asked you for your 2 cents for your dais? This guy is your convict who was summoned from jail in order to interpret 2 dreams of Paro. All of a sudden he's giving him advice? He's in his inner circle? Who asked you for your advice? It's a dangerous thing to do. And the answer, I believe, is that Yosef recognized an opportunity to help realize his dreams, to actualize his aspirations, and he seized upon it. He realized that that's something that we have to do. Our dreams don't happen on their own. Many people have dreams and aspirations. It's the only way to accomplish anything. Children have had dreams and aspirations. As a little kid, what do you want to be? Everyone has dreams and aspirations. Great things. They want to change the world. Later on in life, it never happens. They totally toned them down. They readjusted. Everything has been modified. A much smaller scale. Why? Because it's difficult to implement our dreams. And many people therefore give up. They adjust. Mature. But I believe that we see from Yosef that we have to continue with those dreams. Continue with those lofty goals and aspirations. But it takes effort on our part to make sure that they become a reality. To make sure that they become actualized. And if a person gives up on his dreams and readjusts what he thinks his true potential is, and he doesn't continue to try and implement his dreams and aspirations, rather he readjusts, I believe the consequences could be very grave indeed. When Yosef reveals his identity to his brothers, the Pasuk states that he told them, Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. 5 words, Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. I am Yosef, is our father still alive. And the Medrash comments that his brothers were not able to respond to him because of the weight of his taychacha, of his rebuke. And the Medrash continues that Oilonu miyam adin, Oilonu miyam atochecha, woe is to us on the day of judgment, on the day of rebuke, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will visit each one of us and will judge us ko echad lefi mashu, every person based on what he truly is. So Mepharshim here has 2 questions. Number one, where is this rebuke? Where is this musar shmuz that Yosef gave his brothers? The Pasuk, 5 words he told them. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. I'm Yosef, is our father still alive. Where's the rebuke? And what does this have to do with that each one of us will be judged? How does that enter into this discussion? The Beis HaLevi has a famous interpretation where he explains that the real Teichacha was in the end of the phrase that Yosef tells his brothers. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai. Is our father still alive? Says the Beis HaLevi, what he was communicating to Yehuda was, now you're concerned with Yaakov Avinu. Yehuda's main argument that Yosef shouldn't take Binyamin as a hostage because Yaakov Avinu wouldn't be able to handle it. He won't be able to handle it. He'll die. So Yosef was telling him, now you're concerned with our father? What about when you sold me? Did you worry about that? You're inconsistent in your own actions. Now you worried about your father? Where were you? Where was your concern for our father when you sold me? How much that must have pained him? That must have pained him as well. But yet you had no concern. The Malbim continues with this theme, and he notes that a few psukim later, Yosef tells his brothers, "Ata al te'atzvu, Do not be sad. Valyichar beinechem. Don't be angry in your eyes. Kimachardim asihedim kimichiyal shachani olkim livnechem. And the Malbim notes that we find these two words together in the same context. Hey teotzvu valyichar earlier in Sefer Bereishis when Dina is taken by Shechem. The pasuk says when Shimon and Levi hear about it, vayisatzvu ha'anoshim, they became angry, they became sad, vayichar lehem ha'oid, they became very angry. Same long language, vayisatzvu and vayichar together. And the Malbim said, because Yosef was hinting to his brothers, you were Dina's brother. When Dina was taken captive, you came to save her, you showed concern. What about when I was sold? Where were you then? And says the Beis HaLevi, the great teichacha that Yosef was giving to his brothers was that of inconsistency. That now you're concerned with our father, Ha'ed Avichai, where was your concern when you sold me? And this is relevant to all of us, Olonu Miyom Adin, Olonu Miyom Atecheicha, because we all have these same inconsistencies. People say, come Shir Sunday, people, Tamidim, call me Rebbe, you can't come Sunday, so much work, we have this, we have that, we have no time, there's no time in the schedule to do all these things. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? Where are we Sunday afternoon? Where are we Sunday night? Where are we this night? Where are we that time? We make time for other things. We have to make time for learning. We have to make time for shir on Sunday. These are things we have to make time for. We make time for other things. We have to make time for this. However, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's the base of it. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz interprets the Teichach of Yosef differently. He says the Teichach of Yosef was not in the last three words of Ha'ed Avichai, but rather in the first two words. Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. You thought, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Yosef was saying to his brothers, you thought I was Yosef, I'm a Roidev, that I was doing the wrong thing. Look where I am now, he was saying to his brothers. The Teichach that he was giving to his brothers was not that they lived a life of inconsistency. The Teichach that he was giving to his brothers was simply from the fact that he was telling them, you made a mistake, your whole life was built on a mistake. I need Yosef, I'm the same Yosef you sold, and now look how successful I am, and my dreams have become fulfilled. You made a mistake about me, your whole life was built on a mistake. That was the Teichach that he was giving to his brothers. We find earlier in Parshas told us that when Yitzchak gives the brachos by accident to Yaakov Avinu, instead of to Esav, the pasuk says, Vayachrod Yitzchak Charoda Gedola Ad Ma'od. Yitzchak becomes very scared, and the Medrash comes, Charoda Gedola Ad Ma'od, he was even more scared now than he was at the time of Akedas Yitzchak. Why was he so scared? What was so scary when he realized that he gave the brachos to Yaakov instead of to Esav? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Charoda Gedola was that he realized his whole life was built on a mistake, and a mistaken notion. He thought Esav was supposed to get the brachos, that Esav was the one child. Ki be Yitzchak, he called her Chazer, but Ko Yitzchak, Esav was going to be his child, was going to carry on the Messiah, and when the brachos went to Yaakov, he realized he was wrong. His whole life had been built on a mistake, on a farce. And really, the true son was going to carry on the Messiah was Yaakov Adinu. And that was the Teichach that Yosef was giving to his brothers. Ani Yosef, I'm the same Yosef, and you made a mistake. Your whole life was built on a mistake. And Oilanu Miyom Adin, Oilanu Miyom Teichecha, the same is true for us. Yidon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ko'echo, the Fima Shehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us all based on what we really are able to accomplish. And if we don't continue with our dreams and our aspirations and figure out how to implement them, we'll be judged for not implementing them. And if we tone them down and we minimize them and we shorten them and we'll make it smaller, judge and strive for less, Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge us lefi mashu based on what our potential was, not based on what we adjusted it to. And therefore, a person should not give up on his dreams and aspirations. Otherwise, his whole life could be built on a mistake. He thinks he's not roy for it. In fact, he is. So we learn from here that a person has to have dreams and aspirations. About a sulam mutzavar, subversion, magia, shamayim. You have to have dreams. And a person, we have to learn from Yosef, has to learn how to implement those dreams. And he shouldn't give up later on in life. Shouldn't readjust and lower his standards for himself, lower his potential, but rather we have to figure out how to implement them so that we don't shortchange ourselves, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will judge us ko'echo the female shehu, every person, what he could have accomplished, whether or not he fulfilled his potential, and therefore we need to figure out how to implement our dreams, and that each one of us should achieve our true potential.